Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Happy New Year. This is the first day of 2018. There's a lot of opportunity ahead. Certainly, there is going to be intense opposition. We're going to be looking forward to 2018 and looking back to 2017 as we prepare for this new year. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, 2017 was an incredible year. Lots of activity, lots of opportunity, and lots of opposition, all rolled in one. And 2018, I think, presents an even intensified year over what we saw in 2018. Incredible opportunities ahead, but there's no question with this being a midterm election and so many other important issues in front of us, we will face a lot of opposition. You know, let's begin with some of the issues of religious liberty. Liberty Counsel was involved in many cases, and in fact, our year-end liberator. You can find that at lc.org. It is chock full of information about the cases and issues that Liberty Counsel has been involved in 2017 to kind of give you an idea of what's ahead for 2018. But there's a case pending right now before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the Masterpiece Cake case. There's also another case that will be decided by the end of June before the U.S. Supreme Court, and one of them involves our clients, crisis pregnancy centers in California, that are being told they must promote abortion as part of their ministry to save lives. They must post in their lobby, printed material, and online language that refers to abortion, and they have to put it in 11 separate languages. I mean, it's going to take up a large section of the wall. These cases and more are pending before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year. Imagine with Crisis Pregnancy Center how bold the pro-aborts have now gotten, where they would promote murder. This is no difference than trying to tell the NAACP that they have to promote white supremacy from their offices.
Yeah, this is a major case because if the Supreme Court comes down the wrong way on the crisis pregnancy centers, that means other states, no doubt, would no doubt follow suit and pass similar regulations. They just don't want the truth of life to be presented to the women seeking abortion. They want to be able to force a message of abortion in the mouths, in the printed material, in the lobbies of these crisis pregnancy centers designed to help save lives. They want them to refer women to kill their innocent children. Holly, also, we have, of course, the Masterpiece Cake case. That's also pending before the U.S. Supreme Court, argued last year. This case will pit religious freedom, but primarily free speech, against the radical LGBT agenda that, again, wants to essentially enslave people and force them to carry their message in the form of free expression, basically free expression only for the LGBT agenda, but not free expression for the people who oppose it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we continue to pray for Jack Phillips and his family regarding this. But this case will set a precedent for all of us regarding free speech and religious freedom. You know, whether it's a baker, a photographer, preacher, whomever, you know, impeding our own free speech and our religious freedom as well.
So those and many other cases are pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're working on so many other cases. Sandra Susan Merritt, major developments last year with regards to the two organ procurement companies that are run by an Ecuadorian crime family that have committed crimes, many of the family in Ecuador, with regards to bank fraud. They're behind these particular companies. Now they have to shut down their business. Of course, I think that
will help our case
of Sandra Susan Merritt.
And these are groups that Planned Parenthood had regular dealings with. They were selling these baby body parts to an Ecuadorian crime family run business. I guess we shouldn't be surprised at that.
Right. You know, these part of the family were indicted, I believe, in 2012. and President Obama and Hillary Clinton refused to extradite them back to Ecuador. And in fact, they expedited their visas to be able to stay in the United States. It's really a corrupt system. I can't imagine if Hillary Clinton had won the election, the corruption that she would have brought into America. I think we would have lost America under Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and these crime family was giving significant contributions to her campaign, I believe.
Yeah, and also one of the people, Estefano Isaias Jr., he received profits, according to the complaint in this case, and now the case has been settled, for the sale of baby body parts. He's also the CEO of an online porn business. I mean, this is the kind of family that was behind this, working with Planned Parenthood to purchase these baby body parts and then put them in catalogs and sell them. And then Planned Parenthood has the audacity to sue our client for $16 million. And the California Attorney General has the audacity to file a 15-count criminal complaint that's frankly unprecedented
in
history.
And isn't that ironic that the fruit of what Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden and, and their investigative reporting yielded and uncovered has now led to a government investigation of Planned Parenthood, the Justice Department, and yet they turn around and try to attack the whistleblowers here and sue them, and they've actually been criminally charged. It doesn't get any more corrupt than that.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, this is, I think, where the opportunity and the adversity comes from. Sandra Merritt was brave enough and committed enough to be able to do these undercover videos done in public places, no less. It wasn't in private locations where people would have an expectation of privacy. As a result, all this comes forth, and I think by and large what we're going to see is some activity against Planned Parenthood as well. But now you have this huge outcry against her. You've got Planned Parenthood suing her for $16 million. You've got the state of California through the attorney general coming after her. We're defending her in both of those cases. So opportunity and adversity. And I think that's what 2018 is going to have as well. Israel is another opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, President Donald Trump, I was speaking to a good friend of mine in Israel after Donald Trump made the announcement that Israel's capital is Jerusalem and we're moving the embassy. He said that he lost a bet with a couple of pastors. He's an Israeli, a Jew, Messianic. And he said that he bet some pastors that Donald Trump would not do what he was going to do. You know, they've heard political promises. Sure. They've seen people not perform.
Sure.
They thought, well, here's just another political promise
Look
with no action behind it.
Yeah.
President after president for decades.
Now he's got to treat some pastors to some dinners. I told him, I laughed. I says, I don't feel a bit sorry for you.
He says,
no, don't feel sorry for me. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
He is very thrilled. So here again, Donald Trump did something amazing, and he did something based upon a 22-year-old statute that Congress passed, Republicans and Democrats, so I didn't invent this out of thin air. He just acknowledged what the facts of history and the legislation are, and now there's opposition. There's opposition from around the world.
Absolutely.
So here we have opportunity, but we also have opposition. So we have that happening in 2017. We've got to build on it in 2018 and move forward with the actual construction of the embassy until those doors are open and it is operative.
You know, another great victory, several victories that we celebrated in 2017 was we successfully represented Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs in many states. We won several court cases in Indiana and Ohio, as well as represented them in Hawaii, of all places. So enable these children to hear the gospel in the public schools after school.
Yeah, and these, remember the so-called Satan after school clubs that wanted to come in to oppose Child Evangelism Fellowship? Well, they fizzled out, as we said they would.
Right.
They're really atheists masquerading as Satanists for the shock value. They just hate God and they hate Jesus and they don't want these good news clubs on campus. Well, you know what? They have a constitutional right.
Absolutely.
So 2017, we've represented them all over the country. 2018, we'll do the same thing. We'll continue to advance for Child Evangelism Fellowship and the rights of these clubs to be on campus so that these young boys and girls can hear the good news in the public school immediately after school. So many other things that we are involved in, so many other aspects of the ministry, Israel, with our Christians in Defense of Israel. We hope that you join us in that effort to defend and stand with Israel. Covenant Journey, that takes Christian college-age students to Israel. Liberty Relief International, standing with our persecuted brothers and sisters. Liberty Prayer Network, praying around the world for America and other world issues, including Israel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can download the Year End Liberator. It is chock full with information of 2017, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.